Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You evaluate that as you go and you say, okay, like what's working, what's not working, and you can't be afraid of making changes. You can't be afraid of making big trades. And I'd be lying if I didn't say part of the reason they were really open to a big trade is how the season's gone. But these are hard trades to make. We trade out good players, and you know we're excited about the return. But these are hard days. But at the end of the day, when I kind of get to this point, I'm talking to you guys, I feel like we accomplished our goal coming into the trade deadline period of, you know, making our team better.
Sabres General Manager Kevin Adams, not afraid to make a big deal. And, you know, I've seen bigger. But I don't think overall it was a bad day from him. And like part of my pride as a hater has to swallow that. That's good though. I should swallow my pride in that sort of thing. That said, he still has a lot of work to do. You don't finish in last place in the Eastern Conference.
No.
And sit on your hands.
They're inactive this offseason.
The cries are coming back.
Yeah, coming back.
And stronger.
Yeah.
So there is still more that he has to do. Absolutely got to make sure that I say that 1,000%.
Yeah, not all is forgiven.
But that said, yesterday wasn't bad. Josh Norris could be a very interesting player if he stays healthy. Because I got fun stats here for you, Joe. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Because who doesn't like fun with stats? Fun with numbers. Something that we all love to do here. We all love to have fun with numbers. Dylan Cousins and Josh Norris. Despite the fact that Cousins began his career after Josh Norris, and he joined the team as a 19-year-old, Norris got his NHL debut at age 20, and he only played for 3 games. Cousins has played in 341 games. Norris has played in 236. Again, there's a major risk with the injury issues. He's got to be able to stay on the ice. Josh Norris does. But Josh Norris has 13 more goals than Dylan Cousins. In less than 100 games. And here's a really fun one. TSN was kind of like waxing poetic about how physical Dylan Cousins is. Josh Norris has 4 more hits than Cousins in his career. In 100 less games.
Wow.
So, I don't know what TSN's trying to sell Ottawa fans on. But it's not the physicality for Dylan Cousins.
Nope.
So maybe back off of that a little bit. Because Josh Norris is willing to bring the body too, it looks like. At least on the median amount. This year, 148 to 133 in favor of Cousins for hits, but still. Something that I see to be encouraging is that you're not really losing much physicality. You're getting a much better faceoff performer and a more talented goal scorer. Give me that every time. Ottawa's taking the risk on it was a Buffalo problem with Cousins. If the downward trajectory continues, Ottawa loses this, and that's an albatross contract.
Yep. I'm watching a video of Cousins walking into the facility right now.
As for Norris, it's about staying healthy. And that's the obvious risk that the Sabres are taking in.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how this develops.
It's going to draw a lot of attention, especially, you know, Kevin Adams' future feelings, right? Like,
yes.
From the fans. How this works out is going to really induce the feeling of whether they like it or not. And hopefully it's not a Bowen Byram where there's a slump, and hopefully it just kind of, you know, falls into place. But it's going to definitely be, I'm excited to watch. It begins tonight, technically, right?
Yes.
I don't know how much playing time he'll have, but
he's already on power play one.
Yeah. So maybe we get a power play goal out of him. I know Bo Byram scored in his first game as a Sabre. So does that trend continue? So we'll see.
He's already at 20 goals this year.
Yeah.
So I'm very interested to see what happens here. 803-0550, the number to call. Bill in Buffalo, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
I'm doing good. I think by next year, people will be regretting this trade.
Okay.
I think Cousins will come back to about 25 to 30 goal score. And, you know, one thing they don't say about Cousins, this has been his best year for blocks, hits, and his faceoff percentage. So he has improved there.
Bill, I appreciate that. I don't know how much it's going to be a regret, though. Because Dylan Cousins has only that one year where he scored more than 20 goals. And Norris is already there for the second time.
Right.
He has a 30-goal season in his pocket. And Norris is already way better at faceoffs than Cousins ever has been.
Yeah.
He brings up the faceoffs. Dylan Cousins, you're absolutely right, Bill. It's a career high for him. It's also only 50.6. Josh Norris has yet to have a year where his faceoff percentage is below 51%. So I'll take the guy that's already better at faceoffs, especially when I have a power play that seems to lose almost every faceoff.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Paul Hamilton has said it year in and year out. They need centers that can win the draw more consistently so they can set up the power play.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Norris has yet to dip under 51%. Cousins' career high is 50.6. The draw is not where you're losing this trade. And we'll see. He might be right. Bill, you might be right. We might be regretting this.
I mean, that's a risk-reward with any trade.
Look at the trade with Mittelstadt and Byram. Nobody's happy at the current moment.
No.
And Colorado already gave up on their asset.
Yeah, they parted ways. That was a quick experiment, and it failed.
So it could be one of those things where you don't know what's going to happen.
I think you're just going to have to wait and see, but I'm optimistic, you know, at this point. I think there was voodoo surrounding Cousins.
Absolutely.
So I think you might have had to make a switch no matter what. And
also Adams, send a message to the locker room.
Yeah, and Adams, like you just said, nobody is inexpendable, right? Like, nobody is safe. And if you are not producing, you will be moved on from, even with an extension.
And that will include the general manager if he does not do enough
right.
to shake things up more in the offseason.
Setting the precedent for himself and the team. So,
yes.
There you go.
We'll keep going here. Kyle in Buffalo, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Good, how are you?
Oh, we're hanging in. What you got?
I think that's a pretty good old-fashioned hockey trade as long as Norris stays healthy. But, you know, I think my biggest problem with Adams is he didn't address what led to Dylan Cousins' downfall. I mean, the kid took a beating, and we have no toughness on his team still. And he shipped out Gilbert, the one guy that'll actually step in and do something when he needed. So I like the trade. Mm-hmm. I think Adams has to do more to, you know, I'm not saying go get a goon, but you got to have somebody out there that can handle themselves and maybe make these kids play a little bigger than what they are.
Kyle,
it helps.
Yeah, no, Kyle, you're right. And I will say one thing. One person that you can always take solace in with a little bit of the nastiness is the captain. It's Darlene.
Yeah, but one guy's not going to do it.
You are right. But
I think they could have. I would have took a flyer. I don't know what he's got left. I would have took a flyer on Ryan Reeves just for the hell of it till the end of the year, just to see if he's healthy. You need somebody out there like a kid like Kulik's taking. You know, they're going to take liberties with a kid like Kulik.
Yeah.
Some kids in Rochester coming up. You know, a kid like maybe Owen Power plays a little bigger.
I will say.
A little protection out there.
I will say, you do have an overall point, Kyle.
They need to play bigger.
They need to play bigger, but getting a guy that plays like less than 8 minutes in a night because he can't play hockey anymore is not the call. So there's a lot more that has to be done.
Yeah.
Everyone's thinking the same thing, though. A lot more still has to be done.
This is a step forward in good faith.
Yes.
Like, that's what this is. And I do agree.
It's interesting.
It's a good old-fashioned hockey trade, and that's what Adams numerous times, whether it's on this station or elsewhere, has said he's waiting for.
Waiting for the hockey trade. The thing he wanted to do this year.
Because even last year, Byram for Mittelstadt,
that's a hockey
trade. That's a hockey trade.
It's a one-for-one.
He hasn't traded, unless it's a hockey trade, in the season, I should say. The whole Beck-Malenstein thing I'm not going to go for.
He did do a little bit of a buyer's move with the McLeod.
A touch, McLeod, but still.
I need to see him do a big buyer move.
The majority of his moves have been hockey trades.
Ready? Encourage me. Make the big buy move.
Yeah.
You did the big sell moves within your career already.
Mm-hmm.
They've been a
big buy move, honestly.
They've been soul crushing.
And that's the thing we've talked about.
But usually big sell moves are soul crushing.
Yeah. But you need the big buy move because you need more in the yeah. I think you need that. It's tough.
Give me the other side.
You need a star of some kind.
Yes.
And I think you got a big buy. You got to do it. Yes. And I think they will at some point. They're going to have to. If they want to start winning hockey games, they're going to have to.
Stop hitting me with the blunt side of the katana. Slash the opponent for once.
Exactly. Yes.
Stop hitting him with the blunt side. It's not cutting.
Yeah. Hitting him with the handle on the side of the temple.
Make the big slash.
Yeah.
Make the big cut. Do it. So that's the thing I'm excited about the most is you've given me an encouraging sign as a general manager that you can do this. Strike while the iron's hot. Strike when opportunity asks of it to happen. Give me that big buy move. I need it. I need it, and I think I'm not the only one to say that. But yes,
oh
no,
boy.
The Ryan Reeves.
Greg Thompson.
Oh boy.
Cover one.
What's he got?
Per WUFO Sports, Mookie Hawkins.
Mook. What's he got?
There's an Elam trade in the works. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know if it's done.
AO?
Nothing confirmed. So, all these comments are funny. 2033 eighth round draft pick. Like,
oh, man.
The comments are funny.
Come on.
It's not.
Come on.
It's not 100% confirmed, or it was not true. So we're going to see.
Yes.
But that's a. It's a source. It's Mookie, so we got to see.
Yeah.
Elam to Panthers 14 minutes ago. So well, that's what we're waiting for right now.
I mean, that connection is there.
Well.
So we'll see what happens.
The Panthers of the AFC East with coaching staff, managing everything. That's been the running joke,
We'll see what Mookie is working on there and see if the Bills have something to announce today about a possible trade with Kyrie Elam. I would imagine you're not getting much because you're selling at the lowest point of his value. But still is something interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just waiting on confirmation, that's all. So we'll see.
We'll see what we got. 803-0550. We've gotten a couple of callers about the trade deadline. Overall, I think it was a positive experience. What do you think? We can go ahead and keep going with that. Pat, I see you there. Stay there. We'll get to you on the other side here. Yes, that would mean even dealing with pushing a little bit of the booty cheek of the week down down the path. Mm-hmm. Joe Yurton at noon. This is WGR.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
One night, one goal, stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT, 888-843-6837.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.